The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates. And right off the bat this morning, I must say, I must say that you're impressed. This sounds so, but they are. They're looking amazing. You finally did something. They're much better than they were.
And
quite chipper, actually.
I thought you were going to say you're standing up tall. I thought you were going to say they're standing up tall.
Well, they are. They are. What is your?
Well, I have new gear.
Well, good, because when we just had our last swarm, it appeared to me that your cleavage was much lower than it, like on your waist or something.
Now, see, that is just so crazy. You've said that like 100 times, and it was because my top was so tight that it pulled the fat down around my waist, and that's what you were seeing.
I don't think
that was besides,
it. I think you had a bad bra. I think you had a bad bra day.
Suzanne, that was a bra that I had somebody fit me. They just must not have fit me right. And
yeah.
I'm just so, you know, large that it's hard. But this one was really, this really worked. And remember 3 years ago when I went and got fitted for a bra and I got those big cantaloupe, that big cantaloupe bra that was so huge?
Oh, I know. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I still think about that. We laugh so hard.
And it was, I wore it and it felt like my breasts were clear up underneath my chin. So I stopped wearing it and went back to my old dilapidated bra that felt so comfortable. Well, this one really feels comfortable. And it's totally different than the other one because it really feels comfortable.
Well, see, and I think you men and women out there, I mean, you look 5 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
Easily. I mean, it's kind of, you're right. Your breasts were kind of sitting so low that it all blended in and they were.
Right.
So, okay. So anyway, I'm impressed.
Good. And I'm glad you noticed.
Yes, I did. And I want to see a show of hands out there. All right. Because I can see you. You can't see me, but I can see you. How many of you have never had a professional bra fitting? Well, see, that's a lot of hands. I think you ought to think seriously about your breasts. And, you know, men, look at your friends or your wife's breasts and give her some feedback.
Or somebody in a bar or somebody in a restaurant and give them feedback.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to a horse race this weekend.
Yeah, going out to Canterbury Downs. My good buddy Connie Berry gets a table every year and out there at a great event here.
Well, that's nice. We want to remind our listeners that there is a fundraiser for breast cancer this afternoon at Canterbury Park.
Oh, and yeah, it is this afternoon.
Yeah,
I'm like,
this afternoon. And the tagline for the event is make sure cancer won't be around for long.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, that's because you're Missouri and I'm Kansas.
I know, furlong. That's
we
what we say that
to
all
that.
The time. And just Phillies run today and no males. And there's a hat contest, a survivor parade, a raffle, lots of great stuff. So if, in fact, you have a free afternoon, run out to Canterbury Downs and support women who are breast cancer survivors. What a great effort.
Well, and I wanted to stick something in here, too. Remember, with all of our research, we found out that breast cancer is more prevalent in the older you get. And we didn't know that. And I think there's probably a lot of women that don't know that.
Right. You think they think that as you get older that
yes.
your chances are lessened, but they don't.
Right.
In
and
fact,
they say they're really big in your 70s.
Ugh. So. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this month in August, we are focusing on bravery. And you certainly have to be brave to deal with breast cancer, whether it's you or just someone in your family, someone you love. I mean, if someone has breast cancer or basically about any kind of illness.
Disease.
Yeah, disease.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be brave to deal with any disease.
Right.
And you also have to be brave to turn 50.
I hate it. Why did you say it? Oh, because we're 80. Oh, I'm like, what has that got to do with anything? Oh, I hated turning 50. I don't want to talk about
and
it.
And I love turning 50. I love turning 50. Remember my big party? We partied for 24 hours. You helped me. You were there the whole time.
Not only, I was the only, I was like, there were only four of us. What do you mean? Yes. Yes.
It was a party.
Oh, that was one of the best times I've ever had. Yeah, well, you had a little more celebratory.
Right.
Time. So, all right, later we'll share our dirty little secrets that we all need to know to get through life. So stay tuned, at least until the dirty little secrets part is over.
Well, tell us about Great Expectations.
Well, I just love this. I love this dating service. It is like no other dating service. They hold your hand. They help you get your best foot forward. And then they help you choose people that you like. In fact, I'm late meeting somebody right now.
This is getting
in my way of my social life.
I was going to ask you, are you going to report back?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Also, Transcend Medi Spa, which is in Hudson, which I'm looking at you right now here in the studio, and you really, really look good. That was 2 weeks ago. I couldn't tell it when you first had it done, but now, I mean, you've still got a few little wrinkles, but you know, at your age, you should have the wrinkles. You shouldn't get rid of all
right,
of
well,
them.
That's what I love about her. She doesn't Lori overdo.
Wall.
Lori Wall,
yeah.
Transcend Medi Spa, Hudson. Go to our website. You can click on her, and she does not overdo, and I really like her, mm-hmm. So... All right, and our Snoop and Scoop
interview
today.
It's going to be with our buddy Ann Bancroft, polar explorer, fabulous human being.
Yes, she is.
And you want to talk about brave. She
I know.
Is one brave woman.
Who would want to be that cold for that long? I can't even stand winter in Minnesota. All right, but she wasn't all that brave when she skydived with us that time.
Right.
She was a little bit apprehensive, I thought.
Yes, she was. She was.
So, anyway, I wonder what her dirty little secrets are.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should ask
Polar
her.
Polar secrets. Yeah. Okay, aging but dangerous, dirty little secrets for today. We don't have time for many because we have such a great show coming up. But do you know what the oldest racetrack in the United States is?
No, I do not know.
Saratoga. Saratoga is 150 years old this August. And it's supposed to be such a fabulous place. And if anyone is running horses at Saratoga, I'm here. I am available. Invite me for the weekend.
Now, are you?
I'm so nice. I don't drool. I don't have any really terrible habits.
I thought you were going to say you don't drink. Are you saying this to support the Phillies for Hope at Canterbury this afternoon?
Well,
kind of
all ties together. But
okay.
So we got to get out of here. They're giving us the signs. Everybody gets so nervous.
All right, you're listening to Gene and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Right back with Ann Bancroft. Woo!
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
STI, otherwise known as sexually transmitted infection, remain a problem for sexually active mature adults. In fact, the demographics of STI showed that it is growing the fastest in people over the age of 50. Age and wisdom does not provide immunity to AIDS, herpes, and the human papillomavirus. We advise women of all ages to use condoms when entering into any new relationship. Have a frank discussion with your intended partner. If you feel that you've been exposed to STIs, don't be ashamed to be tested. Early diagnosis and treatment is a key to maintaining good health. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And okay, I have this quote. Okay, and this really resonated with me because I went online and I Googled, you know, like quotes about explorers.
Yes.
Okay, and so here is one of the quotes that came up. I think we all strive to push ourselves, to overcome our struggles. And when we do, we get to know ourselves better. Guess who said that?
Anne Bancroft.
Yes! You win the prize!
See, I'm so smart.
I know! So anyway, I mean, I don't want to go on and on because you're going to go on and on. We love this woman out there. If you ever get a chance to meet her, please do. She's amazing.
We have with us today on our Snoop and Scoop, we have Anne Bancroft with us. She is a polar explorer and she's an educator and she is very dangerous, I think.
And doesn't
look like she's aging, but you know, she's dangerously aging.
Jeannie just hit me.
Yeah.
She did.
All right, Anne. So welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Having you. All right, I know you get these questions all the time, but, you know, let's just start out. You know, and I don't know how much, I'm sure people know a lot about you, but we'll just refresh their memory. In 1986, you became the first woman in history to cross the ice to the North Pole, traveling 1,000 miles by dog sled. I mean, that just sounds, we'll just start on that one. That sounds so incredible to me, 1,000 miles. And I guess some of the questions I come up with are, how did you eat and sleep and how did you deal with all that cold?
I'm thinking about bathroom. What did you do when you went to the bathroom?
That's what I was thinking.
Did your tushy freeze?
No, but what'd you do? I mean, that just sounds, and how long did that take you?
57 days.
For 1,000 miles?
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, what did you eat? What did you just have? Did you have frozen food?
Everything is frozen.
Yeah, right.
We're in the deep freeze. We ate pretty disgusting stuff on that trip, but we were trying to get. This is the fun thing about polar trips is, we needed about 5,000 to 7,000 calories.
Oh. A day. Oh.
And as the woman, I was on the lower scale of consumption of that, but still, it's like, that was fantastic. You can eat anything in the cold.
Jeannie will have to make you brownies, her brownies next time. I mean, that's...
Well, Anne, so that, I can't even imagine what that would be like. Did you eat a lot of sugar or did you eat a lot of...
A lot of fat.
Oh, a lot of fat.
You need about 75% of our diet is fat.
Wow, did you?
Because you're just burning it. Just even sitting in the tent, you're burning
calories.
Did
you have fried chicken?
No, it's nothing that good.
Kentucky?
It was really disgusting food on that trip.
Oh,
so one of the
bad.
Things I learned is if I ever did that again for a long period of time, I would change the diet. So I was learning from the leaders things I wanted to do and things I didn't want to do.
Right. Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Because I think your morale is tied up into your menu. When mm-hmm. you're doing, you know, when life is hard, you should enjoy the meal.
Yes.
That should not be part of the hardship.
Right. Oh, I think that would be difficult. Well, what about sleeping? What'd you do to sleep? I mean,
I slept with three other guys.
Oh,
so I was the only woman.
Yeah.
Seven men and 49 male dogs I traveled with.
Whoa.
I never let anyone forget that.
changed
my life in so many ways.
I bet.
No, we lived four in a tent, And it wouldn't be until about three-fourths of the way into the trip that our sleeping bags got so saturated with moisture, because there's nowhere for it to go in a frozen environment, that we zipped two sleeping bags together and slept three people per bag. And guess who got the middle?
Did you? Shrimp.
Well, but that female and
good.
The shrimp.
Well,
not
good?
So good. Because you got a stinky guy on either side. Because remember, we don't shower.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't change our clothes.
And they always smell so bad.
Oh, they just were just terrible. And then you have a zipper going down your front and a zipper coming up your back as you zip these two bags together. So that was not the prime spot.
Wow. I thought you were going to say that you had to sleep on the edge and you had to go get wood or something. But, you know. Oh, they don't have wood in the ice.
Clearly, Jeannie has never been further north than Duluth.
Yeah, right.
It's her limit.
All right. And then in 6 years later, you headed up an all-woman team to the South Pole.
Yeah.
I mean,
see, I was learning.
becoming the first female to cross the ice to both the North and South Poles. I mean, Anne, this is so unbelievable. It's just hard to even talk about.
It's hard to believe. It's hard to fathom.
So how was that one different than the first one?
Well, one, it was all women and smaller.
Which made it a lot better then because it was all women.
Well, it's just different. I mean, most of my life I've traveled with predominantly male groups in the outdoors because there just wasn't a lot of women doing that type of thing. But it was, I have to say, nice to walk into the situation and not feel that you had to prove yourself beyond what you already knew you could do. And in a male group, you're always saying, you know, even though I'm the smallest, even though I'm the only woman, I can still do all of these things that you're asking me to do. Mm-hmm. You don't have that in a women's group right off the bat. Everybody is participating. You're not there unless you are worthy to be there. Mm-hmm. And so that's nice to have that sort of out of the way. The significant difference was what we didn't have dogs. We pulled 250-pound sleds for 67 days.
Oh.
And so that it broke down this myth of, you know, when you're 120 pounds and you're pulling over double your body weight uphill for 67 days in the coldest environment on earth, it was such a wonderful thing because it just, people before we left didn't believe we could do it, and we of course knew we could do it or we wouldn't have, you know, you don't attempt things that you don't feel like you can achieve them.
Right.
They may stretch you, but you're going to, you know what you're getting into. So it was really fun for me, particularly as a teacher, to sort of break down some of that mythology, particularly for school kids. And we had a curriculum that was with us at this point. And so kids were following us around the country. And
which leads us to the next topic. You do work a lot with young women. Is it just women, young women, or young men too?
No, just the foundation is for young girls.
Yeah,
yep.
And it is the Anne Bancroft Foundation.
Yep.
And so I know you have this Dare to Dream program and also the Let Me Play program.
We have two granting programs. And Dare to Dream is cultural experiences. It could be Concordia Language Camp that they request or, you know, some political thing or, it's just across the board. I can't even think. And then Let Me Play is specifically for sports and fitness activities. So we're trying to ignite young girls to their own dreams and possibilities through experiences. They're too young to sort of say, this is what, you know, we don't want you to pick your career choice. We want you to have an experience because, as you two know very well, an experience can be a catalyst for opening up Pandora's box of wonderment to life. And we want to kind of juice up these girls and excite them about the possibilities that are before them so that they stay engaged in life and they see themselves in lots of different roles. And and you don't get there unless you try things, you know, because you receive a tremendous amount of confidence. You make friends, you know, those kinds of things that through adolescence are really key. So
and
it's very simple and very powerful.
And you have said the same things about working with young people and young women that we say about working with our 50 and over women.
Exactly.
It's the same type of thing, just different ages.
Yep.
Well, this Women Run the Cities, that you are one of their, they help you get grants too?
They are a wonderful organization of just the most energized women on the planet. They're so organized, and they're all in the real estate business of one in one sense or another, whether it's designing houses or furniture or in sales. And they run, they organized and run an amazing all women's run and walk. And it's only women and girls that participate. And, you know, years and years ago, I used to run the Bonnie Bell race, and it was all women. And I used to run it with my mother when she was in her upper 60s. And there's something really wonderful and magical about an all-women's race, because so many women who've never run before are willing to try it because it's all women. They feel that's a safer environment to sort of experiment and not be judged. And so it is thousands and thousands of women at the end of September every year, and we get the proceeds of the race, and it helps us give oodles and oodles of grants throughout the year.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that is September 22nd of this year. This will be a good thing for Aging But Dangerous to get involved in.
Yes, absolutely.
You could have an Aging But Dangerous team.
Yes we can. We will.
The red T-shirts.
The red T-shirts. And, yeah, that's a very – and, you know, this is what they say. The concept behind this running, walking event – excuse me – is to – excuse me – is to challenge women to do something new, something that takes them out of their comfort zone and stretches them and helps them grow as a person. Now, who does that sound like?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we say.
Sounds like your mission.
Yes, totally.
We say that all the time.
Yeah,
totally.
So,
I want to ask you about this. I know you had a learning disability. And still do. I guess you still do. And I have a learning disability and still do. And I think that it is such a gift in some ways.
Yeah.
How has that impacted your life? I mean, has that made you grittier? And
I think I do feel like it is a gift now. I didn't when I was a kid.
Me but, either. I didn't have any friends.
It gave me
too bad I didn't know you.
We could have hung out.
Yeah, exactly.
It really gave me that stick-to-itiveness, you know, and that plotting. You know, my expeditions are really long. You know, 100 days, whatever, and. They don't come quickly. They're one step after another. And it's a great metaphor for life, because the things we do just don't magically just sort of turn up. It takes a lot of work, a lot of perseverance, and putting one foot in front of the other and just doing the good, hard work. And that learning difference and just, you know, wanting to get through school and being a teacher, having a goal, it took me a long time, but it gave me that real sense that, you know, slow but steady can win the race. And, you know, I had other great factors like my mother and some teachers just, you know, keeping a steady hand on my shoulder, guiding me and encouraging me. But it is a gift.
Yeah, I think that's a message that we need to get out there to people. If you have learning disabilities, if you have any kind of disability, and I know that's been, a lot of people talk about physical disabilities, but the learning disabilities and the mental disabilities are, so you don't see them. But
they're kind of hidden.
But just keep on trucking, set your sights and figure, you know, just ask for support. And there's just so many ways. That gets me all jazzed up.
Yeah, me too.
Well, and you have said exactly what she just said. You've said that. I've heard you say those exact words.
Yeah.
You know, one step in front of the other. And so when I was reading about you, I thought, gee, that's Suzanne. Suzanne's just, you know, that's what she said before.
You know, we're out of time, and I hate this because we could talk forever as every time we get together. But, okay, so how do people support you? Women, Aging But Dangerous women, women all over this city that are listening and not listening, would like to support these young girls who we need to plant the seeds, and it's really our responsibility.
Yes.
Men have all this access to money that they write these huge checks to charity, and then women wimp out when they get their checkbook out. So how do women make a decision to be brave and to step up to the plate and to fund something that will help other women?
You know, I think just think back to when you were 10 or 12 years old, and what are you doing now? And I would bet you that there's a link to what you used to dream about as a little girl and some of the things that you're thinking about or doing now in your life, no matter where you are in that continuum, at 60, at 70. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I think those dreams that we have as young girls, they percolate, and we don't get them always right away. You know, it took me until I was 47 to get across Antarctica, and that was my 10-year-old girl dream.
Oh, that's a cool.
And, you know,
love
so
it,
they sometimes get dormant and pop
where can
up. Well, and so, you know, that's, you can support a girl by just, you know, opening your eyes and saying, you know, what was I thinking about when I was 12, and what are those girls thinking about today? It's
and what,
not that much different.
And
yeah,
these are our granddaughters.
Yeah, and yep. What can I do to empower them? Okay, Anne Bancroft
Foundation.
AnneBancroftFoundation.org.
Yep.
Anne Bancroft Foundation.org. Women, please support the aging but dangerous women of tomorrow. Thank you for
having me. So great to be with
you
again.
I love it. I wish you could be here every week.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to those polls. They're too damn cold. Well, of course, Anne Bancroft travels. She probably doesn't use Oasis Travel, but she should use Oasis Travel, soon to be Windy High Travel. Take the high road. It's wonderful. So go to Oasis Travel if you're planning a trip for any reason whatsoever, because Windy is just exceptional and will take very, very good care of you.
And I was talking to one of our members who's taking Higher Brain Living, and I got their perception on what they're learning and what she's, you know, going through. And this is what she said that she's learning from Higher Brain. She's getting very interesting business opportunities that are coming her way. She's gotten clarity on relationships. Some have fallen away. Some are new ones. And existing ones are more peaceful. And I just think that's wonderful. I know with myself, I feel like I'm thinking clearer, and I feel more peaceful than I did before. And, you know, Higher Brain Living is built on science, and it's not just this woo-woo thing. So just go to our website. The great thing about them is they have free seminars. And go to our website, click on Awaken Higher Brain Living, and sign up for one of their seminars. They have it in Hudson, Wayzata, and Minneapolis.
So they're very convenient.
Very convenient.
Very convenient.
And you'll have to see it to believe it.
All right. And sign up for our drawings. This week we are, or this month we are drawing for lunch at Loring Kitchen. Great restaurant.
And we are giving away a vibrator from Touch Boutique out in Eden Prairie, $100 retail gift, and it's going to be wonderful. Now... Oh.
Yes.
Our swarm that's coming up.
Our skydive is coming up in a week from today. It's a week from today.
And women from 50 years and older in red T-shirts are going to be falling out of the sky. And that is because it's our annual fourth skydiving, aging but dangerous martini jump skydive. And it's going to be out at Westside Skydivers. It's about less than an hour west of Minneapolis. Come out there. Bring your friends.
Right. Public is invited. And Anne Bancroft, I think, may jump with us
this year. I
think
she may, too.
I know. It's so fun.
And it's high noon.
High noon. All right. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates exploring the courageous being in all of us on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two, tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to AgingButDangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.